Welcome to the Inside West podcast, where we reflect on lessons learned as we work to empower women towards greater economic power and resilience. We ask ourselves, how to mine and share our experiences with others. If you are here, you care about gender equality and improving the lives of others. My name is Danae Ascaron. We are so happy that you are here with us today. I'm going to take you on a journey into my world as a facilitator of a program for young women, which we call LEAD. This is a story about hope, disappointment, challenge, connection, and the ways we reach goals, fail, and help others succeed. It all begins with a phone call. Hello, this is Danae. I'm the LEAD program facilitator. I'm glad to hear you're interested in the program. The young woman was polite and eager. After a long chat, we booked an appointment. I was so excited for her to join the program. She reminded me of why I love doing what we do. The next day, I heard my name over the pager, and I made my way down the hallway to the reception area. Sometimes a participant doesn't make it to the appointment time, so I was glad that she made it. I was thinking, she needs this support. Then there she was, not alone, but with her child in a stroller. I saw hope in her eyes. She gave me a nervous smile, and I knew she really needs this support. But one of the most challenging parts of my job is to see participants falling through the cracks. It's heart-wrenching to not be able to help someone who is not ready to be helped. It's like, come on! Sometimes there's just too much going on. A whole class of students with a huge variety of backgrounds and goals, topics to teach, activities, trips, preparing for interviews, volunteer placement, you get the idea. It's jam-packed and a lot to keep on top of, and not enough time to peel back the layers of everyone's life challenges. But there are real challenges and real traumas that people in the program are experiencing. I try to make it work, and so I put in the extra effort. I've met with this participant often, connecting with her during breaks and through countless emails. I made referrals to community partners for extra support. And honestly, it just took so much energy. But those hopeful eyes, the nervous smile, the child in her stroller, and knowing what her future could be motivated me to keep trying to offer help. I remembered she needs this support. But there was a part of me that knew that a day would come where the limitations would overwhelm the progress. Days would go by, no call, no email, no show. Listen, you need to show up in class, send emails, or call when you have issues. We're here to help. How can we help you if you don't know, if we don't know what's going on with you? And she told me, she said, I know, I should be attending class. I know this is my fault. I know that I could be getting kicked out of the program. And I know that I'm not making an effort. Seeing her staring at the floor with frustration, disappointment in her face, and her hands being thrown up in the air, I could only imagine just how overwhelming this must be for her. And now, she just added another disappointment to her list. Brick after brick of heavy excuses were falling and the weight crushing her sense of self down with it. We reached a point where there was nothing more to say. The email stopped. The calls were no longer getting answered. or voicemails left never received a response. I continue to send an email from time to time, hoping she'll be ready for the support that waits. But this is a real page from the book on this kind of work. Sometimes when a client is not able to reach out and grasp the opportunities of support, the impact of that limitation has a domino effect in everybody's life. But you see, I had another client in the same class. I remembered our morning conversation. She would walk into the class at 8:45 a.m. with a coffee and say, "Hey, miss." She was always early and eager to learn. I admired her punctuality because I knew the challenges she was facing. Her dog, her neighbors, and all of that drama. Her home literally falling apart. Issues with her landlord. And then she dropped two children at school, another in a daycare, and got on the bus to be in class at 8:45 a.m. with that coffee in her hand every morning. This program was going to provide an opportunity for her to graduate for the first time, and she earned it. One day, she was chatting with her friend, expressing her gratitude. She told her, "Come on, I joined this program because of you. Look how well I am doing, how much I'm learning. All the support through this program will help you. Stop being so stubborn." Who was she talking to? She was talking to the first participant, the one who was reaching but not meeting her goal. You see, the first person may not have been able to get there yet, but she had done something great. She was the one who encouraged the second participant to come into the program. Isn't that amazing? There they were, the best of two friends. Yet even all those years of friendship couldn't convince her to stop sabotaging her potential for success. Had only she kept going, she would see her potential, see what might have been possible for her. Graduation day. I was filled with tears. She made it. That day was really something special to see. She managed three young children, used public transportation to drop all three kids at two different locations, grabbed a coffee, made it to class every day at 8:45 a.m. And now she's graduated on the LEAD program on her resume. It is a lever towards opening doors, sharing new skills that make her employable and increase her economic power. The best part is no one can take education away from her. It's hers forever. She showed up wearing something I did not expect for her first graduation. It was the journey that mattered, I had to remind myself. What she brought that day and every day was her quiet, positive, determined energy. She was gonna make it, and she did. The lesson for me here is that when we reach for our goals, we can bring others along. We can get stuck in our tracks or come back at it another time. I haven't given up hope, and I hope the first participant hasn't either. Good luck on your journey, and don't hesitate to reach out to us because we change lives every day.